You must have been thinking about why there was such a high incidence of diabetes among Asian people.
It does cross your mind, but I think because I'm a specialist nurse now, I do keep up to date with journals and go to lectures and study days. You know that just basically Asian people are prone to diabetes 4 to 6 times more. So you just accept it and you see it. So you just get on with it.
So no theories on your own part?
The theories are exactly what's been said, basically. Genetically, we are more prone to it. And also, we are more affluent in this country, whereas back home, climate is different and people tend to do a bit more walking. They tend to burn off probably what they're eating there. But what's happened is, with the migration of people coming here and becoming more affluent, they're doing less exercise, diet hasn't changed, therefore they do tend to put on weight, and as a result, they do tend to have a higher risk of developing diabetes just because of the genetic way that we're made up. We're actually apple-shaped and not pear-shaped, and because of that, we got something called central obesity, and because of that, we do tend to be more prone to developing diabetes. I was a diabetes specialist nurse from 1995 to 2000, and then one of the consultants approached me and asked me whether I would be interested in taking up a study which involved Asian people, very similar to the UK PDS, but to do it with all Asian people from the UK. And obviously I was very interested, and then at that point we went about starting to set up the UK Asian Diabetes Study. My boss came to me with the study outline, and then it was my job to basically get it up and running, which I did between 2000 and about 2003 for the pilot study. I recruited 400 patients from Birmingham, and there were 2 surgeries. One was a control surgery and one was an active surgery. I also then had a link worker that helped me with the study to help educate the patients and to educate them about their diabetes and follow them up, do the checkups, the annual reviews, blood pressure checks, etc. So everything... I've lost track.